Hi, this is Dr. Tong with Freedom from Pain Program. Today with me is Carmelita Lustig. Okay, Carmelita, can you tell me how your problem all gets started?
Well, several years ago, I was in a couple of accidents that I had had injuries from. And
how long ago was that?
Oh, I can't. Some time ago.
Okay.
I'm not certain with time anymore. Probably start some in the 80s, and that went through a couple in the 90s. But one in particular was really bad, and I received a lot of treatment from neurologists and also from lots of physical therapy. And then I was put on a pain unit. And with all of this, and of course pain medication, I never felt ever totally cured from any of this. I always still lived with pain. But as time went by, they finally had to put me on a pain stimulator, or what's called a
TENS unit?
Yeah.
Okay.
More sophisticated one than a TENS, so. But and it was an electrical current that went in to try to relieve the pain, and that wasn't very successful. And as time went by, I just learned to live with pain.
How many doctors have you seen for?
Oh, too many to even to begin. Correct. Then I came down with cancer in the early in 1995, and I didn't know about the cancer. It was accidentally found because of some surgery, and they discovered that I had a ovarian cancer, even though I had no ovaries.
You told me that you were admitted in the hospital for a laparoscopy.
I went in for a laparoscopy, and within 48 hours, I took a turn for the worst. Was put in intensive care.
Why did you do a laparoscopy in the first place?
Lots of pain for almost a year and a half to 2 years.
In the abdomen?
In my abdomen.
Okay.
So they thought maybe perhaps it was scar tissue from prior surgeries.
Prior surgeries?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of surgery have you had?
Oh, I had many.
Yeah.
For hysterectomies. And then they went back in to remove the ovaries. And then I had some bladder surgery. Couple
what
of
kind
those.
Of bladder surgery?
When the bladder falls.
Oh, prolapse.
Yeah, why prolapse. And
yeah.
I had, like, that had to be repeated several times.
Oh, why did they remove your uterus? What happened?
That was removed in 1975.
Why?
From
why did, were you bleeding or painful?
Yes, it was
okay.
Painful and bleeding, yes.
Well, here's the point I want to make, okay? Even if the pain pill works or the surgery, it's all symptomatic.
Mm-hmm.
You remove the uterus, you never treat the reason why you were bleeding in the first place.
Correct.
Okay, if the the pain pill works, okay, it does not treat the cause of the pain.
It's just
so all
mask.
You do are just masking
my pain.
Kind of,
right.
Any kind of treatment.
Right.
Yeah.
You're very correct.
So right now, after they found you had cancer. So
it was accidentally found because I had a bowel blockage.
Yes.
Which was very serious. And they said that I had this carcinoma, and they diagnosed it as ovarian cancer. I received chemotherapy for a year, and then I was sent to a gynecological doctor, and he said that I needed to be reopened because he suspected that cancer spread, and I didn't want to hear that news, but I agreed with him that I would have the surgery, and he was definitely correct. I had the entire omentum was full of cancer.
This is the second time, right?
Second time.
Okay.
And so I had another high dose of chemotherapy. Between the two, I had acquired neuropathy. I didn't even have feeling in my feet or my legs, all my joints begin to hurt and ache. I never experienced pain so bad in my entire life. That my main object was to survive, just to be able to survive, that I was going to be a survivor of cancer. After I went through all this experience, I was told by a friend about Dr. Tong. And I have many regrets that I didn't go when I was told.
How long ago did they tell you about me?
Probably right after I finished chemotherapy in 1997.
Oh, that's like 2 years ago.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I could have just been all well.
Well, yes, okay.
And
another point I wanted to make is that you say you want to get rid of your cancer.
Mm-hmm.
The way that they did it, couldn't do it. First time they removed the cancer.
Correct.
But they never did treat the underlying disease that caused cancer.
Correct.
So after you get rid of part of cancer that they found, then you spread to the disease process still there. You spread to the
Correct.
Momentum.
Correct.
Okay. The chemotherapy actually did you a lot of bad because you became
all the side effects.
Painful.
The
yes.
side effects, I'm not going to lie, from chemotherapy is worse than the chemo.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to this day, I still irritable bowel syndrome, vomiting, my immune system. Oh, yes. Mm. Yes, it comes and goes. It never truly leaves.
Okay.
Remind
me to treat you next time I see
okay.
you.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Very easy to fix.
Okay. Thank you.
No kidding. Yes.
And also, I had when you're tired all the time is called
chronic fatigue.
Chronic fatigue.
Yes.
But
so when you were first informed about us, you know, why would you not come?
Well, first of all, this one person was more or less telling me that it was painful, which is not true. He has to be the biggest baby.
Yeah.
Because I'm a lady, you know, and I just, it's not painful.
Couple of seconds.
Yes.
But then
you know, some are sensitive areas, but you got to also keep in mind that these were blocked for many years,
yeah.
The areas that he began to open. Mm. He asked me many questions as we were going along, and one of the questions were stress.
Yes.
And I was under much stress having to raise a grandchild. And then he went on, and also I have a mentally retarded daughter that requires a lot of attention, most of all, who will look after her, making sure she has the best care. And I can just more or less leave it at that. You can fill in what that entails. Any mother would know.
Right.
But then you asked me a question about grief.
Mm.
And you never knew my grief.
I got it from seeing your tongue and also your
by checking,
blockage. Yeah.
Yeah, the blockage. And I said, yes, doctor, I lost a daughter to suicide, but I kind of got over that. But then you said, and who else have you lost? And I said, I recently lost my only son.
Mm.
And having known he was going to die was bad enough, living through all of those months and months and months. But when it came to his death, I never dealt with it.
Mm.
But when you start injecting me in the right places, this horrible, horrible grief, just like somebody was with a magnet pulling and tugging on something that was so deep inside of me, I didn't even know. I could not get that out of me, and you were just like pulling all this pain for years that I carried.
You still have some of it.
A little bit, but
yeah.
Just talking about it.
Right.
To know that I was more or less cured of all that.
Yeah. Remember how you were the first time?
Oh,
that,
yes.
That you talk about, we talk about it, and how badly that handicap is stuck with you for a long time. And I told
Correct.
You that I can get rid of that for you.
Definitely. And
yeah.
Diabetes, I went home, and I start monitoring, and it was normal, way below normal.
Mm.
And
from that one first treatment?
One treatment.
Yeah. What happened in the first treatment, though? What
my,
kind of pain you had?
It's an experience that you can't understand until it happens to you. You're living with all this pain.
Tell us some of your pain.
The lower back was excruciating. I had neck pain that was so bad that I had purchased so many pillows and just kept throwing them in piles because I couldn't find any way to be comfortable. And we tried all kind of different things in our bed, even magnet bed.
Yes.
Nothing was working. And I just kind of learned to try to live with this.
It's a terrible life,
yes.
On top of that, or the grief that stuck with you that you cannot express.
Oh, that grief, yes. It was just, nobody understood. You didn't feel like you could share it with anybody.
It won't help anyway, not too much.
No.
Yeah.
And so I just suppressed it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you began to inject me, I could feel this horrible pain from one area into another, into another, into another, that it was just being extracted out of me.
Yes. Sounds good.
And as he was going throughout my body, the areas that were so painful for all of these years, the pain was gone. It was leaving me. When I left, not only did I feel all that grief leave me, but I felt like I thought, is this what a whole person feels like? Is this going to last forever? And basically it has, because, you know, it lasted for over 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And
but your grief never returned as
no,
much as before.
No, that grief left.
Mm-hmm.
And I instead have been blessed with fond memories.
Very good. See, even right now you think of the sun, you don't bother as much. I have many, many experiences like this.
Correct.
I have a 83-year-old man became severely depressed. After his wife died, he became basically an alcoholic in a bar every day. And the bar owner actually was my patient. And
correct.
Then he moved to me within three treatments. I had to struggle three times.
Mm-hmm.
And the grief was gone.
It truly does leave.
And that was many years ago. And at that time, I was amazed. I say, how about your wife? Don't you think about her anymore? I thought he doesn't think about her anymore.
Yeah.
He said, oh, I think about her all the time, but I don't feel depressed. You're not sad anymore.
No, it's good memories.
Thing.
The
yeah.
memories. They're,
you find the right area.
Right.
You connect the mind back to
right.
the body. No longer is that
is it associated with horrible pain.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You're right there, doctor.
Yes.
And
that's exactly why I want you to share this with other people. Taking pills, antidepressants,
none
only
of it.
Make your problem worse.
It did.
Because you're going to get
it did.
Weaker.
Right.
And you cannot clear all
and
these
I was
situations.
Having to take more
yeah.
of this, more of that, and changing. Oh, that was the worst.
Yeah.
When they would change my medication, it would I'd have to experience weeks of having to live with the effects.
Yeah.
Can I tolerate this? And the dizziness or the awkwardness you felt. The nausea, any medication you start to become new in your body, you have to live with side effects. Some of it I had to be removed from it and then try something else.
One evil is as bad as
another. Right.
And the stronger medication you take, the worse the side effect is. It's not really, you know, you never treat the root cause of the problem.
Where correct.
I don't use any drugs.
Right.
Not even synthetic vitamins.
Oh, and then when you're living like this, there's nothing. I mean, you look through the house and you're looking for something that makes going to help you. There isn't. I mean, I would actually go through my cupboards looking for something that would help me, you know, and candy didn't do it. I thought, oh, wow, you know, a candy bar? A bowl of ice cream? No. Some cake? Nope. Nothing. It just was not gratifying.
So how about right after the first treatment? How did you feel after the first treatment?
So relieved.
Mm.
Totally, you know, I just wanted to do things I was never capable of doing before. Like planting a garden. I did. I planted my vegetable garden.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I have, now we're harvesting all the things that we planted.
That's exciting.
Yeah, and to know that I did that.
Yes.
And I didn't experience pain.
So when did your pain come back?
In
2 months?
A little after two and a half months.
That's because of the insurance problem, right?
Well, I was concerned about on changing insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I could have gone longer. But yeah. Then I thought, you know, I really should go back and get treated more than now while I still have this insurance.
You better come more to clear some of the problem, at least with the cancer.
Definitely.
Nausea. What are some of the problems? Next time, make sure you remind me before.
Oh, also, I have x-rays that showed that most of my discs were deteriorated.
Yes.
And I was walking with a cane or a
walker,
and I don't use the walker, don't use the cane. I'm learning the proper way to get out of bed, the proper way to sit, and the proper way to walk, and how to carry my shoulders back, and I'm greatly relieved. I feel like a brand new person, and I highly recommend anybody out there that have the kind of pain that I've experienced, or you're dealing with grief, or diabetes,
or depression,
or anything. Really, basically, there is not much that he can't cure of.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I met people that one gentleman was going to have his leg, or no, it was that lady.
Yes.
There was a lady that was going to have her legs amputated, and she's got her legs.
She was interviewed in August. I mean,
earlier right.
this month.
And there right, and there was a gentleman with the liver problem that I met here.
Oh, yes.
And he's alive.
Yes.
You know, he was going to die.
Yes.
And so...
he's much more energetic now.
Yes, he
Unfortunately,
is.
Unfortunately,
he's alive.
Pay for the treatment.
Right, and
so
well.
So he cannot continue to come.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's really my basic thing, too, that I'm very... sad about is the situation that our medical insurance will cover all these pills.
How expensive were your chemotherapy?
One dose of chemotherapy?
Yeah, how expensive
15,000 is it?
One
yeah, $15,000 a dose for two times.
$15,000
yeah.
a dose?
Yes.
That's
and my insurance didn't. Yes. Yes, it paid for that.
I would cure most of your problem with that much
without,
money.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah.
Because as you said, we're all living with cancer cells.
We all have cancer cells.
Right.
Some people have organic cancer that's
right.
detectable.
Right.
Some of us, most of us,
yes.
we cannot detect it with,
right.
with our instrument, with our instrumentation.
See, and that was another thing. In the early 80s, I was a young woman and had to have a double mastectomy.
Oh.
Because I was told that my tests were coming back so bad from my mammograms, and I had so many lumps removed, and the last one I had lost a fourth of my breast.
All symptom treatment.
Right.
And never treat the
yes.
true cause of the problem.
And
that's,
you know,
also it's very expensive.
Right. And yeah. to this day I suffer because.
So what kind of drug are you on right now? Anything?
Well, I take, I don't take any pain pills.
Okay.
None.
Oh, good.
And, and I sleep. I sleep so good. I really do.
After the treatment.
After the treatment. I don't have nightmares.
Oh, you had nightmares before?
Oh, terrible nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
That, it almost came to the point where we were going to have to sleep in separate rooms.
Mm.
Because my husband would constantly say, I can't sleep with you anymore. All you do is thrash and scream and holler. And he had to work. He wasn't getting any sleep. I don't have nightmares like that.
After the first treatment,
right.
you came back. Now you have about three more treatments. So you only had four treatments with us so far.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It is. But
yeah.
the first time, it was just totally unbelievable. It was just absolutely wonderful. When I got off that table, I didn't have to have the people help me and pull me up, and I could walk, and I mean I was afraid almost to begin to walk because I thought, this can't be happening, but my body was like a brand new body as a child gets.
Yes,
totally
that's
renewed.
Fantastic. I just want to make a couple of remarks. You haven't even started on the herbs.
I'm going to today.
And homeopathic. Okay.
Correct.
I really would recommend that because that's a lot cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you don't have the insurance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk to you about how much, you know, a couple hundred dollars
right.
homeopathic will really increase your, you still have a lot of deeper problem,
mm-hmm.
and we can get rid of it. That's slower, but it's actually very dramatic too.
Yes.
Yeah, once you get it, it's also harmless.
Correct.
And, so
oh, and by the way, remember you taught me the different ways to eat.
Yes.
The food.
Those are all important things.
It is so important. I was eating food
yes.
that was so bad for me.
Exactly.
And I really didn't know the goodness of foods that we have.
You see, you go to a regular doctor, you never get this kind of treatment. You
no,
never get this kind
never.
Of education.
You don't even get that. That's another thing, Dr. Tong. I cannot thank you enough.
Yes.
I was never hurried by you. I mean,
thanks.
if I needed 2 hours of talking to you, you would give me that.
Not every time.
Not
okay,
every
I
time, but I mean,
you
were
yes.
always so good.
Yes.
And the fact that my husband, I wasn't home that day when you called,
yes.
and you reassured my husband
mm-hmm.
that I was going to be relieved of all these horrible symptoms that I was experiencing.
Yes. Well, anyway, that's very encouraging and exciting news from you.
Right, and I'd be happy to talk to anybody. Any
good.
Questions, they feel free to call me.
They should call. If any readers or listener want to talk to Carmelita, call our office, and we'll provide you with her phone number so you can talk directly with her.
Correct.
And share her experience. Well, thank you very much. And later on, we will update you on how she's doing and continue peeling off all the onion, the bad part.
That's
and
right.
And finally get rid of all your
yes.
deep physical and emotional issues.
You know, another thing when you talk about masking, it reminds me of a little tiny opening like in a tomato, but you don't realize that way down deep inside it's rottening in the center and it begins to rotten the whole entire body.
That's what happened to most American people.
Yes, and that's what we're doing to our bodies.
With all the synthetic toxins.
Oh,
and
definitely.
And all the unnatural stuff that we put in our body and a natural lifestyle and environment. Those are the main causes.
Definitely.
And the allopathic orthodox method never address those real issues.
No, it's just pills after pills and
yeah.
the cost. I'm not exaggerating. We pay over a half a gram, which is $500.
Oh.
Easily, just to go get 4 bottles of pills. And that's
See,
not everything I take.
That's terrible.
That's just, you know, the ones that I really, really need.
Yeah, we've got to get rid of this mentality of pills being able to cure anything.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, thanks very much for sharing with us all this
oh, you're welcome, Doctor.
Okay. And we'll have Elaine follow with you later. She's not here today. That's
mm-hmm.
why I'm just asking you a question. Okay, so that will conclude today's interview with Carmelita, and we'll talk to you later.
Hey, that wasn't bad at all.